I know sometime we give the invitation at the end and sometime. Anyway, I was thinking about Paul's writing, and he called it the spiritual war. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, I'm going to begin with verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. I often think of that there. We do not war with fleshly things, but with spiritual. And how often do we truly think about that? Or do we want to maybe take up fleshly things as the people outside do so often? Spiritual warfare. Talking about Christ. When things do not go right, we think and talk about Christ. Spiritual warfare. Speaking to them, telling them, asking them, where are we? Where are you when it comes to a spiritual warfare? What kind of warfare are we putting up when we go outside into the world? You know, that's one thing I think we all need to be thinking about more than we truly do. But our warfare is not with worldly thoughts or worldly things that people might think about fighting in a war. But ours is with the words of God, the words of Christ, speaking them as we have the opportunity. So as we think about that, if anyone needs to maybe have prayers or come forward, we'd be glad to help you in any way.